الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our topic for tonight's program is the importance of the Quran Sharif in the life of a Muslim. When one studies the Seerah Mubarakah and the life history of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we find the greatest miracle for all times and all places was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even before the first revelation of Surah Alaq, the first five verses of Surah Iqra Bismi, chapter 96, we find the Master alayhi salatu salam would go to the Mount of Hira, and there he selected that mountain, that cave. From there the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam could see the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. And there Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make tafakkur, wonder, ponder in the majesty, grandeur of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Lo and behold, the day came when the first revelation came to the honorable heart of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was Iqra Bismi. In that dusty cave of Hira, and today you go to any continent, any country in the world, you will find some people, male, female, adult and children, reciting the Quran Sharif. Millions of Hufaz, the noor that started there in the dusty cave of Hira, has now spread and it has gone to the Western world as well. And that is why they are so concerned as well. So let us take some incidents among the Sahaba radiallahu anh and see how the Quran Sharif impacted them and impacted on their lives and how important it was for them. Everyone knows the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anh. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, initially the enemy of Islam and Muslims, but wo chingari thi dil mein, there was this spark of Iman. One day, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing Fajr Salat. And in his heart and mind it comes that this is a Shair. He, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, is a poet. And then he hears the Master alayhi salatu salam reciting the Quran. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِر. And this kalam is not the speech of a Shair. It is not the speech of any poet. He starts wondering. I am thinking about this and I already got my answer. Maybe it is the speech of some soothsayer, some person who is involved in, you know, fortune telling and so forth. Wala biqawli kahin. In Surah Al-Haqqa, the Master alayhi salam read. He started wondering, I am thinking like this and instantly almost I am getting my answers. But yet, he would not embrace Islam immediately. سب آئے عمر کو بلایا گیا سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ عنہ did not come on his own other صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہ came on their own امیر المؤمنین سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was requested and invited to come the master علیہ السلام made دعا اللہم عز الاسلام بی عمر بن الخطاب او بی عمر بن حشام یا اللہ bring عمر our side O Allah, or bring Amr bin Hisham. Umar becomes radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, the second greatest person to walk on this earth after the Anbiya messengers alayhimu salatu salam. And Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl. And in the Battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan, the second year after Hijrah, he's dispatched into the hellfire. Quran speaks of him. If today you read Surah Dukhan, and you read the last 10-15 verses, Almighty Allah speaks of Abu Jahl. He used to walk around in the gullies and alleys of Makkah and tell the people, Anal Azizul Kareem, I am the one who is very powerful. I am the superpower. I am the one who is very, very generous. Allah Jalla Wala states for Abu Jahl, Inna Shajarat Az-Zakum. He has been given that food, that tree that has a pungent smell, a very thorny tree, and that will be his diet, that will be his food, and the boiling water will be placed. Zuk, taste it, O Abu Jahl. Innaka antal azizul kareem. Allah is mocking him. Ala sabili tahakkum, we say in Arabic. Allah Ta'ala is mocking him. Allah Ta'ala is telling him, you remember the days when you used to walk around in the gullies and alleys of Makkah and mock Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mock the Muslims. Today, this is your plight, and this is the water and the liquid for you, and this is the solids for you. Therefore, we say, my brothers and sisters in Islam, 114 surahs and chapters, 6,236 verses, every verse has a lesson for us. But me and you, 90% of us, don't even understand the message of Surah Fatiha, let alone the other verses of the Noble Quran. Thus Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is coming to the first madrasa in the history of Islam. If you go to Safa and Marwa even today, so where Safa is, now they're busy with the construction, but in that area there was the first madrasa, and that was known as Dar-e Arqam, the house of Arqam. And there, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. After he heard the Quran Sharif there by his sister's place, he assaulted his brother-in-law, Sa'id bin Zayd. He assaulted people. People were people that they feared Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu so much. He even assaulted his sister, Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu anha. And she said, you can do what you want to, we will never leave this faith. And see the ta'aleem, tilawat of Quran, Surah Taha, that becomes the catalyst for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to embrace Islam. And then he comes to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam still with a sword in his hand. And when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu saw all this, they were really panicking. This is Umar. And he has a sword in his hand. The Master alayhi salatu salam already received wahi and revelation, leave him. And Sayyidina Umar walks in and he embraces Islam. The first time in unison, in chorus, the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Today Umar has embraced Islam. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down from the heavens and he says, O Ummah, remember it's not only Ahlul Ard, you on this land and sand who are rejoicing. We the Malaika in the seven heavens and skies, we also rejoicing that today Umar has become radiallahu anhu a Muslim. That is impact of Quran, brothers. We live in South Africa. Do we know what happened in Africa? Think about it, brothers. Allah speaks of this. You go here to Ethiopia, And you know the Sahaba's first hijrah, the first migration from Makkah, was not to Medina Munawwara. That was the second hijrah. The first hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah was here to Ethiopia. Because there was Malikun Adilun. There was a ruler who was a very just person. And his title was Najashi. And he said, fine, you can stay here. The Quraysh dispatched their envoy. And he came and made a big noise. So Najashi was a man of justice. He said, no, let me interview them and see what is their message. So he called Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali's brother, and said, what is your message? Read for me a passage from the Quran. Brothers, majority of us are born Muslims. Majority of us, in our family we have a hafiz. But be honest, one day in our life, when we read the Quran Sharif, or we heard somebody else reading, did the tears ever flow? Out of love for Quran Sharif, out of the love for Kalamullah, be honest. We just read and go and finish. The same Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, before opening the Quran Sharif, he would take the Quran Sharif, kiss it and say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my Allah. Imagine. Najashi requested Ja'far radiallahu anhu read a passage from the Quran Sharif, like how our Hafiz Uzair read now, mashallah. So we see Ja'far radiallahu anhu read Surah Maryam. Najashi, his ministers, all of them, majority of them knew the Arabic language. Whilst he's reading, they're not even Muslim as yet. And the tears are flowing. So beloved to Allah, that Allah describes this entire scenario in the noble Quran, in the beginning of Surah, in the beginning of the Supara number 7, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. When they heard what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْ. There they recognized the truth and the tears were flowing. There and then, no istikhara, no delay. Therefore, ulama say, when a person wants to embrace Islam, and it's even salat time, delay your salat, make that person a Muslim immediately. He might pass away. How long does it take? 1-2 minutes. You explain to him just the fundamentals, the articles of faith. And thereafter, you can perform your salat. There and then Najashi radiallahu an, he made ihsan. He did a favor to the Ashabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salam did not forget. When he passed away, his body is here in Ethiopia. The Master alayhi salatu salam is in Madinatu Rasul. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Sahaba, come outside. We read Salatul Janaza alal Ghaib. And Salatul Janaza was read in absentia. And some ulama say all the curtains and veils were removed and Nabi alayhi salam could even see the body of Najashi. That's a separate issue, academic issue, that the Hanafi scholars and Maliki scholars say that we don't read Salatul Janaza alal Ghaib in absentia. But the Shafi'is and Hanbalis, they say you read. So that's an academic discussion. But to show you, imagine the impact of the Quran Sharif on their lives. See Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, the Master alayhi salam told and requested Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, you read the Quran Sharif for me. He was astonished. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif is revealed upon you. And I must read? He said, yes. أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْتَمِعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِي. I love to hear it from somebody else. He, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, says, I started reading Surah Nisa, Surah 4. And whilst reading, he was looking down. The love of Nabi alayhi salam, the respect and reverence of the Master alayhi salatu salam. When he reached this verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. The Master alayhi salam told him, hasbuk, stop. He says, I looked up, وَعَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانِ. The blessed Mubarak eyes of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the tears were rolling. The Master alayhi salatu salam is weeping and sobbing. What is the import and the message of this verse? فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. What will happen, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when every Nabi will have to testify against his people, and you will be brought to give testimony against your ummah. The Nabi of Allah crying because of me and you. But me and you, my brothers, not once in our life do we ever cry when we read the Quran Sharif. Be honest about it. What is the Quran Sharif, my brothers? Listen to one verse of the Quran itself. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people, qad ja'atkum maw'idatun min rabbikum. The Quran Sharif is vast. If you analyze the word maw'ida, it means that kalam that will make your heart melt, that will make your heart become soft. So when we read Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala is speaking to us directly. It's not a book of history and geography. It's a book of guidance. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. Allah is speaking to me and you. This is my message to you. So are you taking heed? Is your heart getting softer? Is it melting? قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْئِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. You know, the doctors, yeah, mashallah, they will know. You have many physicians and surgeons and what have you. There was a person, the West calls him Avicenna. We call him Ibn Sina. Once a person fell ill, and like how Maulana Venkatesh mentioned about Maulana Pandor sir, in Urdu we call people like that Khamush Mujahid. They do so much work, but they're unknown. And they carry on, mashallah. So nevertheless, so this Imam Sahib was there at the patient who was ill. And then Ibn Sina came. Obviously, he took offense. Imam, what are you doing? This is my patient. And what are you doing and reading? This Imam had a lot of wisdom. He looked at Ibn Sina and said, you are such a great physician. And you have written the Qanun, the canon, which is translated nowadays, you know that. And you have done this, he praised him lavishly. Ibn Sina started smiling ear to ear. And he was so happy. Then this Imam said, but your brother, he is conjuice, he is bakhil, he is a miser, he is stingy. And in 1 minute, he wiped out the smile of that person's face, Ibn Sina's face. He said, O Ibn Sina, look at yourself, look at your body language. When I praise you, you are flying almost. And when I criticize your brother, now you can see how upset you are. If this is the ta'thir, the impact of Kalamul Bashar, human beings' kalam has such impact. You ask me what I'm doing, this person is ill. I am reading Kalamullah. How much impact that will have on this person? See, brother. But do we have faith in it? Every day people are contacting us. My mother is ill, my father is ill. I always tell them, read Surah Fatiha 7 times. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And blow on your father, mother or whoever is ill. But we need to have that conviction. Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatum min rabbikum. So this Quran Sharif is maw'idha. It must melt this heart of ours. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cure, a panacea for the diseases we have in our hearts. Look at our society today. I spoke of it last night. Our society worldwide, nationally, internationally, globally, everywhere, is imploding. You look at the amount of talaq and divorce. You look at the amount of fragmentation in families. Brothers not speaking to sisters, children not speaking to parents, and vice versa. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. And what is the reason? Most of the time, it's one. You do my way, or you catch the highway. We have adopted the slogan of shaitan, ana khairum min, I'm better than you. You don't want to do my way, you get out. Remember, brothers, this arrogance of ours, this pride of ours, this jealousy and envy of ours is not only destroying us, it will destroy our families, destroy almost everything. It is the slogan of shaitan. The Quran Sharif, every ayat is shifa. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. So Allah says, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This Quran Sharif is a source of hidayat. Priority in a Muslim's life, my brothers, every rakat, every salat we read, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. If you go to the translation, Ya Allah, guide us to the right path. That translation is very incomplete. We need to analyze and understand what is the definition of hidayat. Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. It is that radiance, that effulgence, which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of our heart. And once that nur and effulgence permeates and enters the inner recesses of our heart, then we will draw a dichotomy, a distinction, bain al-haqti wal-batil, between truth and falsehood. You yourself will say, my conscience does not allow me to do that or to do this, because we have iman. This authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Wa'abisa radiallahu anhu comes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to ask you, mal birru wa mal ithmu? What is a sin? What is good deeds and so forth? The Master alayhi salatu salam said regarding sin, istafti qalbak, istafti nafsak. You ask your heart, you ask your inner conscience, and that will be your answer within aftakan nas. Even if the ulama, the muftis gave you fatwa, remember, if you are honest to yourself, your heart will give you the fatwa. Imagine. That is when we have this true hidayat. Not that we say, yeah, my heart is fine. Everything is good. Kullu halal. If you speak to the youngsters, they say, my heart is very good. No problem. I find it halal. No. We're speaking about a heart that has firm conviction. But hudo wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen is a source of mercy. It's our constitution. See what Allah Himself says regarding Quran, my brothers. Kul bifadli Allahi wa bi rahmatihi. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُمْ. It is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. O Ummah, when we are connected to the Qur'an, our children are connected to the Qur'an, we became hafiz of the noble Qur'an, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُمْ. You should be extremely happy. If you understand balagha, the rhetoric of the Arabic language, Allah Jalla wa'ala is congratulating that person not once, but three times in these verses. بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Thrice Allah Jalla wa'ala in His infinite grace and mercy is congratulating us. Imagine. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. O Ummah, O student, O mother, when we connect ourselves to the Quran Sharif, it is better than whatever Allah has given us. All the gold, silver, materialism, dollars, money. Put everything one side and put this bounty and favor of Allah one side. And it is superior and greater than all the material things. I read it for you. Do we believe in it? Be honest. I always give this example. We here in Umslanga, you know Umslanga is an elite area. Everything is green here, you know. Even the roofs are green, I see. Understand what I mean. Brothers, if somebody comes for our daughter, a Maulana, and there's nothing wrong with him, his character is sublime, everything, but you know he doesn't have so much dollars and rands and what have you. And another guy comes, and his character is not so good, but he comes with that flashy, smart car. That Ferrari, Lamborghini, and Cadillac, and Rolls Royce, and whatever. Be honest, 90% of the time, who will we give our daughter to? You know what the answer is. But see what Quran is teaching us. Why? Because we have said the materialism is superior. And this Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, Allah forbid, to utter it is very difficult. We will not utter it. But our action speaks volumes. That through our deeds we are saying, Allah forbid that this is inferior. Think properly what we are doing. Then when a marriage does not work out, now we're looking for the Maulanas and the Muftis and everybody else. Give me one Taweez. No Taweez you have. The biggest Taweez you need, not your daughter or your son-in-law, to change our thought process. See, I relate to you an incident. It will be an eye-opener for all of us. Therefore, we should read. Therefore, we should read the incident of the Sahaba radiallahu anh, the incident of the Salaf Eswali, our pious predecessors. There was a Waliullah. I went to meet him in Cairo, in Egypt, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk. The street is also named after him, Shari Abdul Hamid Kishk. Ma'al asafi shadid, we say in Arabic, but as Allah would decree. I went and his wife, she was in Parada completely, she just opened the door, I said I came to meet Sheikh. And she said, Sheikh is gone to the matba, he's gone there to the printing press. Born blind, Hafiz of Quran, one of the greatest orators in the whole Arab world. Time comes for death, he passes away, wa wasajidun. He's in sajda and he passes away on a Friday. Such a wali of Allah. So he narrates this incident when you listen to his CDs. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ بَعْيَزِيدْ. Do you know who's Bayezid Bustami Rahimahullah? Hazrat Bayezid Bustami Rahimahullah sees a dream. One night, he's going to the church. He says something is not... Lo and behold, next night again he sees the dream. Third night again, three consecutive nights. Anyway, he camouflages himself, disguises himself. Sunday comes, he's there right at the back in the church. And he's sitting there, backbencher, you know, to use political jargon. So he sits there. Yeah, the father, the priest, the pastor, call him whatever you want. He enters, maybe he also saw something. So they told him, start your sermon. He says, no, today I can't start my sermon. Yeah, what you mean you can't start your sermon? They say, today in the congregation there's some Muslim here. Who's the Muslim? Please come forward. Hazrat Bayezid knows that he has to go. So he says, yes, I'm the Muslim. So the pastor tells him, fine. The father tells him, whatever you want to call him, priest. He said, I'm going to ask you several questions, but the proviso is this. You only answer from Quran Sharif, not from here and there. So when you have taqwa and piety, you can stand anywhere. And you know Allah Jalla wa'ala will inspire you with taqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. When you have taqwa, Allah becomes your direct teacher. He said, fine. You ask your questions. The people are wondering what's going to unfold. So the father, that priest starts. Who is one and not two? So he is at Bayezid Bustami. He replies and responds, Qul huwa Allah wahad. He Allah is one. Who, what is two and not three? So he answers, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? So he says, Noon, وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ. Allah Jalla Wala commanded that pen to write the destiny of everyone and everything. I did not know. 5 months ago, 6 months ago, 1 year ago, that tonight I will be here. But remember, it is past a part of the taqdeer and the destiny which Almighty Allah has commanded the pen to write. And that is number one. Number two, wasiya kursiyu samawati wal ard. The kursi of Almighty Allah. It is so broad, so wide, it encompasses the heavens and the earth. And thumma istawa al arsh. The arsh of Rahman, the throne of Almighty Allah. That is three, and nobody will ever possess that. What is four and not five? The four divine scriptures. Torah, Zabur, Injil. He read all the relevant verses. وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ. The Quran Sharif. All that he read. What is five and not six? He said the five daily salat. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Subhanallah, spontaneously he is answering the crowd that dazzled and amazed and astonished. What is six and not seven? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. We created the heavens and the earth all in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. No fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion ever touched us. To say Sunday God took a rest, Allah forbid. Remember that is non-Muslim belief. We don't accept, we reject that totally. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. No slumber, no sleep ever overtakes Almighty Allah. This for me and you. What is seven and not eight? Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Almighty Allah created seven heavens, seven skies. And the earth also seven. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ ثَمَانِيَا. On that day, the day of justice, the day of reckoning, eight malaika will carry the arsh of Rahman. What is nine and not ten? They were not in Umslanga. Umslanga is mashallah. Everywhere is Noor. See, number plates are Noor. You are Noor. Masjid is Noor. So remember, it was a place. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهَطِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. A place where there were nine people, all mischief makers, troublemakers. Quran speaks. What is ten and not 11? تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. Maulana spoke of Hajj. You know when you go for Hajj and you perform tamattu Hajj, Quran Hajj, you have to slaughter the animal, sacrifice the animal. That is called a hadi, the Quranic terminology. Our people call it dam-e shukr. We thank Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Ya Allah. In one trip, in one journey, you gave me the opportunity to perform Umrah and Hajj. So therefore, we sacrifice the animal. So therefore, if that money you don't possess, the money got stolen, then you have to keep 10 fast. Tilka ashatun kamila. I just digress for a moment. I was in Beirut, in Lebanon, many years ago. When I was still in Newcastle, 20 years there, mashallah. 17 years with Channel Islam, alhamdulillah. No regrets, everything went good, alhamdulillah. So when I was in Beirut, so I told my wife, she must sit at the back and I'll go speak to the person. So bookshop. So I told him, bring this book, this book, this book, I love reading. So he brought it to 10 books. He told me, you know this Lebanese, they're big in size. And they speak loud also. He said, Ashara ya Sheikh, 10 books. So spontaneously I just said, Tilka Ashatun Tamila. Then I told him, bring that book. So he told me, Ma taqul ya Sheikh, what do you say now? So I said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. I see 11 stars. Then I told him, bring that book there. So he told me, what do you say now? So I told him, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah itna ashara shahara. There are 12 months in a year. There are no lunar months. The number, the digit 13 is not in the Quran. You see, when you're sparring, you know. So now he was sparring. He sure he's going to hit me out with a technical knockout. So he knows 13 there isn't in the Quran. So the book now is number 13. He said, what you say now? So Allah Jalla wa Ala put in my head, say, answer him. So I said, وَالشَّفِعِ وَالْوَتَرِ. Qasam Allah takes of even numbers and odd numbers. Now, the counter is in between, he's at the back, I'm here, he came running across, and he hugged me, he said, Khud kulla hadhil kutub ala hisabi. Take all these books free of charge, I'll pay for it. He didn't believe, you know, we just Indian, and he's Arab. So sometimes the number game comes in very handy, so we took all the books, we say, Rapitaba, give it to me, I'm weighed down, you see. So I brought it all over, mashallah. So Hazrat Bayezid Bustami rahimahullah is there and he asked him that what you say about this numbers. So he said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, that I see 11 stars. So he said, okay, tell me what is 12 and not 13. So he read, Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahra. That I see 12. I know the 12 months, the lunar months. Allah created it the day Allah created the universe, the heavens and the earth. He said, all your answers are correct. So this priest was no person just from here and there. He also knew Quran, you know. Maybe he saw it in a dream or whatever. He said, fine, my penultimate question to you. I have two more questions. And you must answer it. So he said, fine. He said, who was that person who was in the grave? And the grave was moving everywhere. And lo and behold, that person came out alive from the grave. He said, it was Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ That the fish swallowed him. And then, whether he remained 3 days or 40 days, some ulama say 3, some say 40. At this juncture, that is irrelevant. The point is, he was in that grave for those days. And then, فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَاءِ وَوَسَقِيمِ So the same fish then threw him out. He came out alive. Whilst reading in the belly of the fish, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Therefore, whenever you have worries, whenever you have problems, it's not only for Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Surah 21, verse 87. Wa najjaynahu min al-gham, wa kadhalika nunji al-mu'minin. Allah says, read it. And I will rescue you, I will save you. So many people have so many problems. So we need to understand that. He said, excellent. Look at the last question. He said, my final question to you is this, that which is the piece of land? A certain time the sun was shining there. Never did the sun shine before on that piece of land, on that slip of land. And never will the sun shine there again. If people have to ask us this question, our wuzu will break also. What do you think? So you must remember. So these are awliyaullah. So he said, you know what happened? Allah Jalla Wala commanded Nabi Musa alayhi salam, for asri bi ibadi. Night time you take my servants out of Egypt from the bondage of the Pharaoh and his people, hundreds of thousands of people. Pharaoh and his cronies were having one big party there, celebration. So that particular night you take them out. But you will be pursued. Lo and behold, Quran says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ One is mushrik with a kaf. One is mushriqeen with a qaf. You go Makkah, you will see the watches showing their shuruq. Shuruq means sunrise, not ishraq time. People sometimes think it's Ishraq. No, you must add another 15 minutes to that. So the sun was rising in its glory and beauty here in Yom Slanga. When I look at the sunrise, subhanallah, this morning also, I was admiring it. After I left here, the masjid, mashallah. So brothers, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam comes with his people. In front is the ocean. Behind is the Pharaoh with his army. And they tell Musa alayhi salam, you brought us to an impasse. You brought us to a dead end. Inna lamudrakoon. Again we are going to be caught. He says, Kalla. Allah Jalla wa Ala sent wahi revelation. He struck the ocean and it opened. The water became land and sand. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ The rays of the sun is striking that land and sand. Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people cross. The Pharaoh is a crazy guy. He says, I made this happen. Hazil anharu tajri min tahti. Like today you find people, what crazy statements they made. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people crossed. Now the Pharaoh and his people had to come and the water met. But the people were brainwashed. They would not even believe that the Pharaoh has drowned. So Musa alayhi salam made dua. He's Kalimullah. He speaks to Allah. Allah Jalla wala preserved his body. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنَ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً That we preserve the body of the Pharaoh so that it can be a lesson for humanity and posterity. You go today to Egypt also, you will see it then. So imagine. 14 questions he asked. Everyone spontaneously, this is Ijazul Quran, the miracle of Quran. When we have the Quran, you fear none. Remember that. Kainan man kan, whoever it is, you will fear none. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was in jail, incarcerated. Subhanallah, if you've been there, make special dua for Huta, our brothers, our sisters, our children, our masajid are being, children and men, women are being killed indiscriminately. Our masajid are being demolished. Remember, the aerial bombardment continues. What is their crime? Their crime is they belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. That is the crime. Inverted commas. If you go to Syria today, you will find the side Ibn Kathir is buried, rahimahullah. And on that side, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, is buried. And the graveyard is called Maqabir al-Sufiyyah. I've been to these places with Allah's help. So imagine that these were the people, when you become famous and so, then obviously a lot of jealousy, hatred, people have. So Ibn Taymiyyah was incarcerated in jail. After a few weeks, the people came and asked him, how's things in jail? So he said, where you are is a different story, and where I am is a different story. So what you talking? He said, بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ Where I am, Allah's mercy is coming down. Where you are, you will think I am in punishment. So Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, told the priest, the father, that you asked me 14 questions, I answered all. And according to your proviso and condition, all from Quran. Do I have... Can I beg your indulgence and ask you one question only? So he said, fine. So he asked him, Ma huwa miftahul jannah? What is the key of Jannah, the paradise? What is the key? So he looked down. The people now are amazed. Their priest asked 14 questions, the Muslim answered all. The Muslim asked one question and their priest cannot answer. So he said, okay. Do you give me permission that I reply to my question? He said, fine. He said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. When Allah wants to use a person, the whole church, everybody start reading chorus. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In one meeting, he, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, brought hundreds of people into the fold of Islam. O Ummah and Muslimah, read our history, South African history. Me and you, the Indian Muslim, we here for more than 160 years. Did we make 160 people Muslim? One family? We failed miserably. So the vacuum is there, other people will come, and then they'll take them away. People are hungry, people need money. You go to Cape Town, it's 350, 360 years history. And remember how many people are Muslim. So we still sit at 1% and 2%. Remember when we study history primarily for three reasons. Reason number one, we study history is so that we get inspired for the future. The second reason we study history, so that we do not commit the same mistakes of the past in future. And the third reason, ulama, we study history is because our Muslim and Islamic history is not written in black and white, is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and the red blood of the shuhada and martyrs. That is what makes our Islamic history so unique. Let me share with you 3-4 incidents that will inspire you, inshallah. O youngsters, O youth, O mothers, O sisters, when you go to Cape Town, then remember, you tell your husband you want to go to Robben Island, not because of the non-Muslim history, because of our history. A political prisoner from Indonesia was incarcerated in prison. His name, Qazi Abdus Salam. His title, Imam Tuang Guru. He was a sheikh, he was a hafiz. He was incarcerated in Robben Island from the year 1781 to 1793. The first Quran Sharif that came to the shores of South Africa were written by memory at Robben Island. All of us who are Hafiz, all of us who can read Quran, read 2 rakat salat, Ya Allah, elevate the rank and status of Imam Tuanguru Qazi Abdus Salam. What a great contribution he made at Robben Island. It's not an indictment. We know the history of the non-Muslims. We don't know the history of the Muslims. From 1781 to 1793, he wrote the Quran. Go to the Cape Town Ulama. If you go next to Hilton Hotel, Buakap, it's just 100 meters away or so, you will find Masjid Awwal. Look on top there, you will see 1794. After he was released, he becomes the Imam there. Today the Ulama took that copy which was handwritten by him. And you know, South Africa is notorious. So many things happen. So they feared that Quran Sharif will get stolen. So they made a photocopy, and you will find the copy of that Quran Sharif there in Masjid Awwal, Awwal Masjid. The original copy, the Ulama have it in a safe vault and so forth. Imagine this contribution he made. But the Hafiz is not aware. The South African Muslim is not aware, majority of us. Imagine. We go Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Munawwara. You see the thousands of Quran Sharif. Go to the last page. If you got a copy here, I'll show you now. وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاطُ Usman Taha. Who is Usman Taha? Usman Taha hails from Halab, from Aleppo. Today he's 87, 88 years old. I went to his house twice. That time he was 85, 86 years old. When I entered his house, I told him, Ustad Sheikh, I can't sit on your sofa. So he asked, why can't you sit? What you mean? I said, Sheikh, I heard you wrote the entire Quran. He said, yes. Not typed in computer, wrote. I asked him, how many times you wrote the Quran? He said, 7 times he wrote Quran, min al-bidayah ila al-nihaya, from starting to ending. I asked him, how long it takes you to write the Quran Sharif once? He said, 3 years. I said, subhanallah. 21 years you wrote Quran and you want I must sit without kissing your head? He smiled and said, you know Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'arawi? I said, I heard of him, but I didn't have the good fortune to meet him. He was min kibari ulama in Egypt. He was one of the senior ulama. He said, when he came, he did the same thing. He refused to sit till he kissed my hand. So I said, Sheikh, I didn't know of Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'arawi. I just, Allah put in my mind, in my heart. So he took out his hand and I kissed it. Then we started talking, speaking on. So I told him, Sheikh, now I got another thing. So he asked, what you want now? I said, please write my name. Abdul Qadir Hussein, how long it take? 1 second, 5 seconds. He went after 15, 20 minutes, then he came back. You know, these calligraphers, they want the style and this. So I was admiring and looking at all his calligraphy there in his room. Then he brought it and gave me, and he said, take it. So he said, but one secret. So I said, what secret, Sheikh? He said, yes, your name, but the pen I use to write your name is the same pen I use to write the Quran, but I won't show you the pen. I said, Sheikh, you keep the pen, give me my name. So he gave me. The next time I went with my wife, alhamdulillah. So I told him, Sheikh, write my wife's name now. He said, Ana ta'aban, ana mariz, I'm sick, I'm old, these, that. So I said, so then afterwards, he said, what's your wife's name? I said, Fatima Usman. He jumped up. He said, my daughter's name is Fatima Usman. So I said, Indaka Bintani, Sheikh. Now you got 2 daughters. So he gave Fatima, my wife, a gift more than he gave me. And mashallah, he wrote her name and everything and so forth. See, the man wrote Quran Sharif 7 times. Today, that Quran is given to Mujamma Malik Fahad in Medina. 50 million copies are made and distributed to the whole world. When we align ourselves to Quran, way and way Allah will make people's hearts get softened. People understand to a certain extent the majesty, the grandeur of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's Kalam. You study the life of Sheikh Abdullah Basit. He came to South Africa twice. Some of you met him also. I met him also in South Africa. Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahimahullah in Jamal. The actual name is Jamal Abdul Nasir. There's Egyptians, they say Gamal, you know. So they make the Jim Gaff. Gamal Abdul Nasir, he had very good ties with the Russians. So one day they went, this is Soviet Union, you know, it is prime, the Red Army. So when Gamal Abdul Nasir took his ministers, he introduced this one, this one, this one. He said, who's this? Said, this is like our minister of religious affairs. You know, minister meaning. So they discussed whatever they wanted to, bilateral discussions, you know, all politicians, you know. So now it was the leisure time, free time. So he, Nasir, told them, let this man read. They don't even believe in Allah, leave Quran and all. They're all communist atheists. Yeah, Qari Abdul Basit, this is documented. If you want the book, First Things First, you will find the incident there also. So Qari Abdul Basit starts reading. If you know Qari Abdul Basit, when he reads and in his prime, he don't look around, he's covering his face all the time, you know. So he was, he's reading, reading, reading. After 15, 20 minutes, he stopped. All these Russians crying. They don't understand one word, one letter of the Arabic language. So what are you crying? See, we don't know. But there's something you're reading is hitting the inner recesses of our heart. What is wrong with us, my brothers? We are Muslim, but we don't cry. We just read. No, my brothers. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam complains to Allah, my people have abandoned the Quran, neglected the Quran. How many a person was a hafiz and he forgot the Quran? How many a person learned surahs of the Quran and he forgot the Quran? Tomorrow what will happen? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا When we turn away, remember from the Quran and a reminder of Allah, then Allah makes this life of ours miserable, wretched, disgraceful. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى Allah will resurrect us blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا Ya Allah, I could see. There is no need for spectacles or contact lenses. And today I'm blind. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيْتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَاهَا That you, the Quran Sharif, came to you. And you forgot it, you abandoned it. Go, Allah Ta'ala abandons you, Allah neglects you. You got no time for Allah's kalam, Allah got no time for us. Finish. Allah's Quran is teaching us. So my brothers, you go study the Arab world, you go study the Muslim world. I travel to many countries, alhamdulillah. Ramadan is just 82, 83 days away now. The ulama, the masajid are preparing who is going to perform Taraweeh and so forth. I give you one incident of Uruguay. I was in Uruguay twice, I think. Uruguay is that country where they don't have a single masjid up to today. Here in this masjid, these brothers here, one family with your uplang, you can put the whole masjid up. Be honest about it. I must take names that you so you built two masjid, I think. Anyway, let's carry on. So we went there, Asr time, it's Ramadan, Asr to Maghrib, I am giving lecture, I see two policemen sitting there. So even I got a little bit concerned, I asked the Maulana, they looking for me or what? I said, no, they come every day. One husband bashed his wife up very badly, she charged him, wife assault and battering and whatever you, so wherever the wife go, they come with. So you don't take advantage of them. So iftar time came, I told our brothers, don't give them dates, give them all our samosas and bhajiyas and everything. Then Taraweeh time came, so we in front, what we know is happening at the back. So there's one youngster come, we say, Mufti, you know what happened? I say, what happened? He said, the policeman, he read two rakat with us. I said, very good, he's a Muslim. So I said, what happened? He said, no, you don't know how he read. I asked him how he read. So he said, he read like this. Now, Marana, your mic. So he said, he read like this. He started the salat, his hands were here by the chest. And thereafter, he, in the two rakats, he put his hand here below the navel. In the next rakat, now after ruku sajda, he put the hand down. And after two rakats, he went away. I said, bhai, you don't understand what the policeman did. When he started, he was a Shafi'i. Then he became a Hanafi. In the second rakat, he became a Maliki, and after Salam, he became a Salafi. He understood. Who Salafis, they run away, you know how it is. So, I said that. See, brothers. Usne to nakal utara. Usne to nakal utara. He just did it, youngster. He said, chalo, let me do some exercise. Last year, Ramadan 1438, when I went to Uruguay, I said, policeman ka kya hal hai? How is the policeman? Say, policeman Musliman ho gaya. That is Allah's deen, brothers. Me and you, don't think Allah needs me or you or nothing. Make this dua. Ya Allah, make me the khadim of your deen. Ya Allah, use me so I take Quran Sharif. I take the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We disseminate it, propagate it throughout the whole world. And we need to be honest to ourselves. How good a Muslim are we? Are we really ambassadors of Islam? So my brothers, my message was all to do with the Quran Sharif. And in the ending, I leave you with this one hadith. Go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find it there. And that is, the time is finishing with Radio Ansar now at 8:10. So therefore I'll conclude and leave you with this thought. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, Lawadittu. If you know Arabic language, Lawadittu means al-mubalagha fit tamanni, to have an ardent desire, a very strong desire. The Master alayhi salam said, Lawadittu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. It is my heart's desire. Every one of you, male, female, adult and children, whether you're in South Africa or South America, you by heart and memorize Surah Yasin. 83 verses. Every day you learn one verse. In less than 3 months you will know whole Surah Yasin. Before Ramadan you will know Surah Yasin, inshallah. And every day, one should make effort. Same hadith is used for Surah Mulk, Tabarak al-Ladhi, 30 ayats. 1 month we can learn the whole Surah Mulk. How happy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be with us. So everyone, my brothers, my children, my students, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, everyone, make this effort. Before Ramadan, from today, tonight, not tomorrow, I will start and memorize Surah Yasin and Surah Mulk, and these surahs, inshaAllah, will intercede for all of us. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His recurring bounties and favors. May Almighty Allah send the rain to Cape Town. We know the problems they are encountering there. May Almighty Allah in this wonderful, beautiful country of ours, Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, let safety, security, peace, all that prevail. We thank Radio Ansar. I thank my brother Muhammad Ikhlas and all his brothers and all his family. We thank our Mawana Vanka, all the trustees and all the musallis. Shortly we make dua, and make dua that we all get connected to Quran Kareem and the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر مسجد الأقصى من أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بهم اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم انصر المستضعفين والمظلومين في غوطة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم في بلاد الشام وفي فلسطين وفي برما وفي العراق يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. بارك الله.